This is Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, the podcast. It's new people, new policies, and pros for today's women on the move. In today's episode of Purpose, Power, and Posterity, you will meet two generational rising stars who are sprouting up from the seeds of our Generation Z delegation. Our posterity is a term connecting us to future generations of our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Planting seeds in the lives of others is planting seeds for our own posterity. And now here's your host, Deborah Harmon Pugh.
Welcome to Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, the podcast. And I'm your host, Deborah Harmon Pugh. In today's episode of Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, our conversation will converge at the intersection of our purpose, our power, and our posterity. In our last episode of Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, we talked about the importance of paying it forward for our posterity. And our posterity are future generations of women and girls who need us to use our experience to pay it forward as we stand up together as a collective community of women in the 2020s. And that's a collective community with collective purpose and the power to control our own lives. Today we have two special guests with us who epitomize the power of our posterity. They are a refreshing manifestation of our purpose and our power. Today's special guests are Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Neville Perez and Chief Master Sergeant Dally Perez. Both are JROTC Air Force cadets from the Swenson High School who have been participating with the Women Veterans Civic Leadership Institute for the past 2 years. And they are entering their third year as cadet delegates within the Women Veterans 2020 delegation to Capitol Hill. And both of these cadets are amazing examples of what we call the spirit of the Women Veterans Rock community. Stay tuned and learn more about these cadets and how paying it forward strengthens our purpose and our power.
This episode is sponsored in part by our longtime community partner, Chestnut Hill College. Chestnut Hill College is a certified yellow ribbon institution and a military-friendly college. It has a distinguished history of supporting America's student veterans, military families, and the community at large. We are proud to have this fine academic institution as one of our supporting community partners. Thanks to our sponsors at the William Penn Foundation for their commitment to increasing quality public education and creating conditions for inclusion through community service and through civic engagement. The William Penn Foundation convenes stakeholders and support efforts that builds excellence in public education.
It's our 12th anniversary, and we're celebrating all of our national and community partners as we work together in building a pipeline of equality in public service, business leadership, and civic engagement for today's women and girls on the move.
Ally Bank is committed beyond banking. They are making banking smarter and simpler. Their commitment is to their customers and serving every community. They encourage working better together, and they are relentless in ally action. As connected corporate citizens, they are focused on environmental, social, and governance issues to promote positive social change and successful business results, which have been at the core of who they are for 100 years. Ally Bank, a responsible corporate citizen who sparks positive change through social impact.
Hi, I'm Cadet Chief Master Sergeant Perez with the Philadelphia School District Air Force JROTC. I am also a cadet delegate with Women Veterans Rock, and I'm excited to be part of the podcast posse here at Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, the podcast.
Hello, I'm Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Perez with the Philadelphia School District Air Force JROTC. I am also a cadet delegate with the Women Veterans Rock, and I'm excited to be part of the podcast posse here at Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, the podcast.
Ladies, welcome to today's episode of Women Veterans Rock on the Hill. Cadet Chief Master Sergeant Dally Perez. So tell us why you joined JROTC.
Well, I wanted to join, well, backstory, right? So we come from the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And there we don't have JROTC programs, but we do have Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And I really wanted to join something that would like motivate me and do something to my community. I am a really active person, but I don't know, something always happened that I couldn't join. I either broke a leg, I was sick, I had asthma, something always happened, and I couldn't join. And when we moved here, and I heard about, like, our school had ROTC, and I was like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. And my sister really didn't want to, because she's really an intimate person. She's not really into going out there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, if you tell mom you want to do it, then mom is going to let us do it. But if I tell mom I want to do it, she's not going to say yes, like, right away. And we only had, like, a week or so to actually write in so they can put it on the roster. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you have to say yes. And as she said, like, last minute, like, an impulse, she was like, oh, okay, whatever, let me sign. And she signed. And I was like, yes, I got it. I joined ROTC, Air Force, or JROTC. And I was like, yeah, this is my time to shine.
Oh, my goodness. So this is fantastic. So, Neville, so you made a decision to join JROTC because of the leadership aspects of it. And I think that that's important for people to hear, that even though you have self-characterized yourself as a bit shy, you always knew that you wanted to be in a program to develop your leadership skills.
Definitely. I always think that communication is key when it comes to meeting new people or just life in general.
I agree.
Like, I always thought about, if I'm ever not successful in life, it's going to be because I didn't speak up for myself. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I want to change that, because who doesn't want to be successful in life? Mm-hmm. And so I always had that in my mind ever since I was, like, very, very young. Mm-hmm. I would talk to my parents and be like, I need to change that. I need to stop being so shy. I need to actually speak to people. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do anything wrong to me. Like, there's nothing wrong with going to someone and say, hello, my name is Neville. When I heard about what Colonel Hargy said, I was like, maybe this is a time where I can start developing that skill and stop being so shy about just going and say hi to someone.
You know what I call that? It's called growing courage. And so when you said that you made a decision that you wanted to be able to develop your skills and be unafraid or uninhibited about speaking up, that's really developing courage. And so that's a part of how you are growing, not only as a junior cadet, but also as a young woman. And so, Dally, you said that you made a decision. You always knew that you wanted to do something. You said that thing around motivating other people and doing things in the community was something that always stimulated you.
Yeah, I'm a pretty active person. If I'm not, like, involved in it, in something, I find my way to get involved. Uh-huh. Like, I will sneak in, not some legal, to just to be in the conversation. And I think that's, like, the balance in our house. I'm, like, the active one, and she's, like, the quiet one.
I think that's a terrific balance, though.
Yeah. So the places that I get in, I take her in, and the places that she gets in, she takes me in, because it's a balance that we, like, manage to deal with. But it's pretty good. And at first, we kind of saw it as an opportunity to put it on, like, high school resume. But then we saw, when we actually got in, and we're just like, wait a minute, we can actually make this a living.
Absolutely.
And that's how the military became our plan B after.
Plan B.
Yeah.
Well, I like to hear this story about how you two complement one another and how this camaraderie and this partnership and this teamwork that you've worked together, because those are the kinds of skills that getting prepared for a career in the military are the kind of skill sets that people wait or early lifetime before they even begin to develop them. So now you've made a decision. You found out about JROTC program at your school. You made a decision that you wanted to be a part of the program. What were some of the best and or worst experiences? Okay, you're making faces. Tell us about the best experiences that you've had at JROTC since you've been in a high school program.
I'll say the best because I know she has a bad experience. Not to be cliche, but the best experience that we had, and I think I can talk for both of us, is being part of Women Veterans Rock.
That's wonderful.
It's because when we got here, mm-hmm. it was not like a regular program. It was not going to school or something like that. It was being part of a family.
Absolutely.
Part of a community. Mm-hmm. And we always felt like we were in the right place. Mm-hmm. We were not just attending a Saturday session of how to be a leader that we would just sit in the back of the class. We always sat in the front because you guys made us feel really important. We sat in the front of the classroom. We listened. We felt like we were at the, like, where we were supposed to be at the perfect time, perfect frame. So I think it is the best experience that I had in RNTC.
Well, I am very appreciative to hear you say those words because at Women Veterans Rock, at the Civic Leadership Institute, we really do work for that to be our mission, not only with our junior ROTC cadets, but also all of the women that come to the program. And it's a good testimony to hear that we are actually achieving the mission that we set out to make our participants feel important, to make them feel wanted, and to also have them have a sense of growth in personal and professional development. So we want to thank you, Cadet Daly, for telling us about your best experience thus far at the JROTC program. So we're going to ask our Perez number one, what is your best and or worst experience?
I definitely agree with Daly with saying that Women Veterans Rock was the best experience because this program has taught us everything that we are right now. We've grown so much ever since we joined this program, and it's like so unbelievable how it's been 2 years since we joined it.
Oh, and my, 2 years already. Boy, does time really fly.
Yes. I don't know. It's like very important to us. Like, this program is a part of our lives. It's not just like a, like another thing that we do or something like that. It really feels like we come to visit our family and just like share some time and get to know the experiences of other women who are fighting for us.
Well, I'll have to say, the reason why I am just very pleased to hear this feedback from you guys, because when you made a decision to participate, you were all in. You came every event, you participated full-fledged in every event, and I think that you are a real testimony to that you get out of it what you put into it. And I hear you guys talking about 2 years, and Daly, if you would, I'm going to ask if you would tell us about when you first started and 2 years, and one of my favorite stories about your age. And so Daly, how old were you when you started to participate in Women Veterans Rock?
I was 14. Now I'm 16. Oh, it was like what, like a month before my 15th birthday?
Before your 15th birthday, but I remember it very clearly.
I was about to be 15, so, you know, big deal.
It was a big deal for you because the first day that you came, and you didn't tell me you were 14 that day. I knew that you were both high school students because that's what our JROTC program does and our outreach efforts. But when you came back the second time, the very first thing you said to me was, "Hello, I'm now 15. And I thought, oh my goodness, what a big celebration. So 2 years has been an amazing time and lots of impact on you. So tell me a little bit about some of the skill sets that you have grown here and how you've used them in the other part of your lives.
So when we first joined the program, I saw all these women just speaking up and just standing up and saying what they were doing. And then I was like, I'm really this important. Like, why am I here? Like, they just sound so important to the world. And I'm just like a high school student. Like, this is so unbelievable. But then they actually taught me, everybody, that even the smallest thing that you do is like an accomplishment.
And absolutely,
it's
correct.
It's something that you could contribute to the world.
It does make sense, and I agree, because that's what we want to do, is we want to be able to give you options and opportunities to see where you continue to grow and progress. And we are interested in progress, not necessarily perfection. And if you demonstrate progress, then we feel that we have done our jobs.
So as of right now, like I said before, I wouldn't even go up to a person and say, hello, my name is Neville, I would just stand there and, like, quietly just listen to everything. But as of right now, I'm not afraid to say hi. I'm not afraid to introduce myself. I'm very open right now, outgoing, and I can speak about anything at any time.
So you guys have been talking about the things that you've learned, the skill sets that you've built here in the program. I just want to take a second to pause and talk about the accomplishments that you shared with me today before getting on our airwaves. And we've talked about what you're doing in high school and the achievements. So, Neville, would you please tell us a little bit about this? This is Cadet Perez, number one. Talk to us a little bit about some of the achievements and what you're doing in high school, and where do you go from high school, and how you are spending your senior year.
I got the job of Vice Commander of our Air Force ROTC unit. However, I got into this program that I applied to be a full-time college student while being a high school student. Therefore, the credits that I get in college right now, I will transfer them to the college that I really want to go to.
So what I'm hearing you say is, so you have an opportunity to do your senior year in high school, like all the other seniors, but also getting a running start on doing your first year in college. And this is preparing you to lay a strong foundation for college so that when you choose to go into a field like neurosciences, you don't have to spend the time getting acclimated to college life as well as getting acclimated to a very ambitious career endeavor. I think this is a great opportunity because you want to go into neurosciences, and ultimately, what do you want to do with that level of education?
I would like to become a neurosurgeon. I really want to get into the neurology field, mm-hmm. like as much as I can, because mm-hmm. it's such a very wide mm-hmm. field and mm-hmm. it's very complex. Mm-hmm. So I would like to gain as much knowledge as I can, so mm-hmm. that's why I want to major in neurosciences. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am just very impressed, and I said earlier to our cadets here that I feel like I'm in a company of royalty because these young women have identified some very poignant and some very specific career fields in the STEM area of education, and I am looking forward to you doing great and amazing things, and I wish you the very best as you continue to work and being a successful high school senior as well as being a successful college freshman all at the same time. So thank you for that. I'd like to hear from Perez, number two. So Cadet Daly, tell us a little bit about what you're doing as you're working to wrap up high school and what your career field. And we're going to be able to pull this all together and see how the work that you've done and you are doing in high school is helping us to see clearly how, as women, we're working to pay it forward.
So right now, as my rank says it, I'm the chief of my unit. And this year we have inspections, so yeah, everything is on my shoulders right now. So I have to take care of my education and my job in ROTC.
Well, I have every confidence that you'll do a fabulous job at it.
Thank you. But right now, yeah, in my junior year, I'm focusing more on my ROTC, JROTC position and mm-hmm. how I'm going to impact the new freshmen and how I'm, like, dealing with everything around. Mm-hmm. And I want to be an industrial engineer with a double major in environmental sciences.
I love it. Environmental sciences is so important for our next generation, and we are hearing all of these stories about global warming and yeah. climate and clean water, and I think that you could not have picked a better area of concentration.
I just want to have as much impact as I can, and when I went to my high school, I realized that being an engineer, I think I will do as much as I can in that field.
So we have in the midst of today's interview a future neuroscientist and a future environmentalist that we're going to be talking about the kinds of ways that you can impact and improve the lives of future generations in a very important way. So, ladies, I applaud you for these decisions. We were also talking a bit about the women that we've encountered and the young girls that you've encountered in this program. And I asked you about junior ROTC cadet Sadia Rahman. Mm-hmm. And Sadia was here last year when you guys all first joined together. And so tell me a little bit about what Sadia has done and how she has impacted you guys in paying it forward in your decisions.
She's always encouraging us to do better in our life.
So Raman is always encouraging you and continuing to support you and the things that you want to do. Tell us about some of the ways that she supports and continues to encourage you, even after she graduated from high school and went into basic training.
She's always trying to make us join as much clubs as we can.
I remember she is really a due diligent work kind of person.
She told me once, and I always remember, she was like, if someone says to you, oh, you have too much stuff on your plate, ask them for another plate so you can put more stuff on it.
Oh, my goodness. And she did that while she was here.
Yeah. She told me that once that I went to her house, and I was just like, wait, is this my friend? This strong person is my friend? And I was like, how lucky I am to mm-hmm. have someone like her in my mm-hmm. life and mm-hmm. in our life to be like that mother and that energy boss that we need in mm-hmm. times that we're like, mm-hmm. why am I doing this? I'm mm-hmm. so tired. I mm-hmm. need a break. But she's mm-hmm. always there like, you can do better. You can do more. And both of us really needed that because, mm-hmm. again, we came only 3 years ago, and we just needed someone to guide us through. And she's the path, and she's the person that is giving the guy.
Well, you know, I really loved her being a part of our cadet program because I saw how she was unselfish in supporting and encouraging the girls. And I also saw how she created some very specific things for you guys to reach for and achieve. And now that I look at what you guys are doing in the program as cadets, you introduced us to a new cadet this past summer, and that was Cadet
Kalisha Diaz, yeah.
Cadet Diaz. And so what I see that Raman did for you guys as cadets, I see you guys paying it forward with a cadet like Diaz. Well, I have to tell you, I give you both a huge pat on the back because you are just amazing, inspirational young women. We have a 16-year-old here and a 17-year-old here who have carved out very specific career paths, very specific career ideas, and you ladies are working diligently on achieving them. And you are inspiration to me, and I believe that you are inspiration to everyone who's listening to this broadcast. And I want to tell you, you are phenomenal women. So thank you so much for being a part of our podcast today.
We thank Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, a national enduring partner of Women Veterans Rock, for their longtime support and for their shared vision of service, inclusion, and equality. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, we want to thank our sponsors, Comcast NBC Universal Military and Veterans Affairs, for their support of women veterans, military families, in the production of Women Veterans Rock on the Hill, the podcast.
And there's one last thing before we go. In today's heartwarming conversation of purpose, power, and posterity, we examine how planting seeds of purpose sprouts into the power of change for our future generations. As women, we are the full circle of life. We have the power to create, nurture, and transform lives. The success of every woman and of every girl should be an inspiration to another. The data is clear. When the world presents women and girls with opportunity, they make compelling differences in our lives and in our future. And in the words of Coco Chanel, the French fashion designer, founder, and namesake of the Chanel brand, who was credited with the post-World War I era with popularizing casual chic as the feminine standard of style. And she says, a girl should always be at least two things. Number one, she should be who she wants to be. And number two, she should be what she wants to be. Now, Posse, take us home.